Welcome to the Mike Moore Show for this month of September 2018. You are listening to the Mike Moore Show. It's Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. As always, the last Saturday of the month, the Mike Moore Show, and we are here with our co-host, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you doing
today? Good. How are you?
I'm good. A good month of September?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
What have you been up to? What did we miss?
Well, you know, September was pretty quiet. I mean, in the state's attorney's office, not a lot of going on.
Good.
Just steady, though. It's always steady.
Yeah.
That's one thing I have a new employee in the office, and I think that's one thing that she's surprised about is that it's just steady. You never get ahead of it. It just always keeps coming.
Yeah, there's always going to be crime.
That is true. So you're listening to Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210. That's your cue for KOKK.
Oh, KOKK.
She's not awake yet on a Saturday. We got to get her some coffee. And we are brought to you by the Montgomery Agency, as always. Montgomery Agency, Jim Tharp and Company, sponsors the show. And if you have any real estate needs in the Huron area, see Montgomery Agency, buying, selling, looking, open houses, whatever you need. See the Montgomery Agency team, led by Jim Tharp. So we want to thank them for the sponsorship. And so we got the month of September. We're back with Nicole. This is like fourth or fifth show, isn't it?
Yes. We started in June. It's been a few months already.
So you know what comes with that, though, as you've been here over time. Now, you got some expectations. The audience is expecting something from you now. You got a little pressure.
Oh, okay. I can perform under pressure.
All right, because the first couple times, you know, they probably not expected much. They didn't know what to expect,
right?
But you've done so well that this time they're probably looking for you to really do something,
right? Well, speaking of which, you know, maybe we should talk about renaming the show.
Yes, we should.
I know we talked last time.
It's not
going to
happen, but we can. Let's talk about it. But we're not going to change it. But let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know. I lay in bed and I think about really important things. And sometimes I think about, you know, if I were to rename the Mike Moore Show, what would I rename it to?
Yes.
I mean, there's so many options. And, you know, I wrote a few down.
Oh, she's been doing homework.
You know me and my homework.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But, all right. We'll
so
see what,
we're
we'll
talking
see what
about we're expectations here. So,
yeah.
You know, the jury is out, pun intended. And maybe we could get a little feedback.
Yes.
On, you know, if we should change
the name.
You know,
all right.
I started with a little something like, you know, Crime and Cocktails, and then I remembered that the show airs at 11 in the morning. So
yeah,
that probably...
You could go Bloody Mary's, Mimosas.
I would not be mad at that. But, you know, I mean, there's options like Crime, Current Events with Mike and Nicole.
Current Events with Mike and Nicole.
Crime and Current Events.
Crime and Current Events. Okay.
Okay, you're not into that one. Okay, let's try another one.
We'll see what else you got.
What about, like, Law, Litigation, and Legality on live radio?
Triple L.
It's a letter thing. How about this?
That's a lot of L's.
That's a lot. That's a mouthful. Or, you know, you could do something in honor of you, shall we say, maybe something like Media, Murders, and More.
Ooh.
More.
M-O-O-R-E.
More.
M-O-O-R-E.
Right?
I like that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Those are
There's a
good.
Lot. There's some stuff out there. We got options.
You know what we should do is we should put those options out on Facebook.
We could do that.
You know, my Facebook page has been broken the last couple of days. They can't post anything. I don't know what's the matter with it.
Oh, no.
Maybe we've been blocked from Facebook.
Maybe you're in Facebook jail.
Yeah, maybe Facebook decommissioned us. But the other people in the area, I guess, had been having trouble with Facebook, too. But you have a Facebook page, don't you?
Yes, our Jan Manolis Family Safe Center has a Facebook page. And then also, since I kind of control that for the domestic violence shelter, I also started a page this week for our farm.
Hofer Farm?
Yeah, Gary Hofer Farms page. So
what's on that? You got cows, pigs? What do you got on that?
No, we don't have cattle. We don't have livestock. But
what do you just like grow corn? What are you growing?
We're row crop farmers, so we're half corn and beans. That's it. Plain
half
and simple.
Corn and beans?
Yep.
Sunflower seeds?
Nope.
Barley?
Nope.
What else do they grow? Wheat?
Nope.
Just soybeans and corn?
That's right.
Don't you have to rotate them or something?
Yeah. One year corn, one year beans.
Maybe you should spice it up a little bit. I mean, let's throw in some sunflower seeds somewhere.
Well, we do. Last time there was a drought, we planted sunflowers because they are they can live on little moisture. But anyway, the reason I started the Scary Hofer Farms Facebook page is because all these people that have come to me, you know, it's harvest time. So we're looking for employees. We like quadruple our crew during harvest. And so all these people that have come to me looking for jobs, every single one of them has said, I saw your ad on Facebook. Well, what I was doing is just creating the ads on my personal page and then sharing it to all the different, you know, area pages. Well, we spend a ton of money advertising and like the green sheets and stuff. And I figured Facebook is free. You know, you can boost your posts for like $5. So I'm trying something different. Nice. Spicing up. That's what I do.
I like that.
Yeah.
So let's put those names out there on Facebook.
Yeah.
We'll, I'll get Sarah to put them on our page. You and Sarah can work together and get them on our page and get them on your page, and we'll see what the
You want the grand finale?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the best one?
This is the best one.
All right. The grand finale.
Litigation, a lawyer, and a lady. He's not digging it.
That is, you really like the L's.
I don't know. I was trying to like go off your name. I Googled. Triple L. I don't know. Yeah, and then I was trying to use like S's Saturday. Well, you know, I don't know.
It just, there's all kinds of other consequences that will happen if we change the name. You know, the Mike Moore Show sponsors a sixth grade girls basketball team that I coach and my daughter's on.
Well, I've never been a cheerleader, but I could like get some palms and so, donate my time.
We'd have to change
the jerseys?
Because it's here on Mike Moore Show. It's here on MMS.
Oh.
So we'd have to change it to here on Triple L.
Right. I mean,
I like that.
I'm open to anything.
I think it's not a bad idea to change it up. Maybe we'll take a poll. Maybe like we can announce that in December and then start the new name in
Are you on Instagram? January. I know you guys are on Twitter.
I don't think we're on Instagram.
Instagram does some cool poll stuff. I'll talk to Sarah about that too.
We can get on Instagram. Yeah. Sarah has my permission to be on Instagram.
All right.
Let's get it
Hear
out
that,
there.
Sarah?
All right. Let's talk about Gary Hofer Farms though. I want to go back to this.
Okay.
Topic.
So we never talk about this.
I know. And we're in a farming community.
We
are. We're really depriving our public of what we really want to know is about farming. So Gary Hofer Farm, what is that? How big is that?
Well, it's a fifth generational farm. It was started in Carpenter, South Dakota, and eventually kind of moved to Huron. My dad started with his dad farming, and actually aerial spraying was how they got started. He would make money in the summers during college by spraying cattle for bugs. And he used that money to go and rent farm ground and kind of built his farm acres by aerial spraying. So he was a pilot first and he's a farmer second. And now, about 5 years ago, we moved off the airport and into our own facility over on West Park and sold the aerial spraying business and just farm. Oh, so,
how many acres do you farm?
A lot.
A lot of acres.
Yeah.
And is it all in Beetle County or is it?
No, we're in eight counties.
Eight counties
in
this area, East River?
40 miles in each direction. So we go to Carpenter and then over to Manchester, south to Carthage, and then over to Miller. So it's like a lot. Yeah. And there's not a lot of women in, you know, in agricultural in general, but also, you know, kind of on the managerial side. So
that's
fun for me too.
Yes. Manager?
Yep. Office manager.
And how many employees does Gary Hofer Farms have?
We have 13 full-time employees, and then during planting and harvest, it's upwards of 30 to 40.
So what's the outlook this year? Are the farmers going to be happy now that it's
the
harvest?
Farm economy is not great. It hasn't been for a couple of years. Land prices have been decreasing. Grain prices are decreasing. Inputs are not decreasing. The return on your investment is minimal to none, but everybody in this community knows agriculture is a lifestyle more than it really is a business opportunity. So I think we are going to start to see some of the older generation farmers maybe starting to retire, or pass things down to their kids, or maybe just rent the land out. But, you know, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. So it'll get better.
So is that like the trend? I mean, everybody talks about the family farm and you said fifth generation farming. Mm-hmm. But like what you said, is the family farm really a viable option for a person to make a living, or is it kind of more of a secondary job now?
Well, it used to be that a lot of, you know, it was just your average family farm, and then, you know, the woman would cook, you know, bring the meals, help run parts, do all that stuff. And a lot of times now, you know, there are two incomes in the household. People are also going to town to work. A lot of people that come from farms are going to college now instead of just coming home to work on the farm, and they're getting jobs at co-ops or, you know, giving back to the agricultural community just in a different way. So family farms themselves are getting, you're either getting smaller and retiring or you're getting bigger. Farmers are getting fewer and larger. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Right. You probably need to make, you need more land to make more money, to have more crops. I mean, to make it more profitable.
Yes.
I assume that, like, the equipment that you have, you know, if you have 500 acres, you can probably farm the same amount of acres with the same equipment if you got another 500 or something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about finding, you know, that sweet spot of staying efficient and, you know, still profitable. So.
Right. My uncle down in Arkansas was a big farmer, rice and stuff. Oh, she pointed to the time. We're about out of time. All right. We'll talk about my uncle.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear about my uncle from Arkansas, right?
Let's do it.
We'll talk about my uncle from Arkansas when we come back. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.